Spring planting and sugar beets. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Out at a place called Weezer Flats, Tyler Romano of Romano Farms is busy with his spring planting of sugar beets. This despite the fact that there hasn't been much recent rain. The soils are dry and perfect for planting. Washington County Farm Bureau President Tristan Weiniger was out there, and we asked, are sugar beets a big deal in this neck of the woods?
Big deal, yep. Beets and onions would be two of our main row crop crops here. Definitely the big money makers. Onions would be number one. There'd be more acres and more tons of onions that go out of here, but the beets are a big part of their rotation. Beets across the state of Idaho have been a staple crop, and we can grow really good beets with really high sugar content, but it's something that you kind of have to buy into, and it has to be part of your farm and part of your rotation, because you buy shares, and a share is an acre, and then you have to grow that many shares every year once you own them.
Washington County is also ranch country, and at Weiniger's Ranch, they're calving.
Usually, except for this year, our winters are pretty rough until right about now. The end of February, beginning of March is about the time that we start every year, just to dodge the worst of the weather. But we still usually get rain and stuff like that, but this year it's been extremely dry and we haven't gotten hardly anything. It hasn't rained here in 6 weeks.
And that's helped farmers get ahead in Washington County with an easy calving season and more than half of the county's planting completed. Ag Information Network of the West.